Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the Carlton Nature Reserve in Northport, Florida. FBI Tampa lead investigator Michael McPherson.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
The coroner has yet to make an official announcement on the remains. A series of Pacific storms directed at the West Coast this week will potentially bring as much as a foot of rainfall and up to 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains through the weekend. Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that La Nina conditions had developed in the Pacific Ocean and are expected to bring extra moisture through winter and into early spring. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Onions from Mexico are being accused of spreading salmonella here in the United States. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Most of the onions Americans buy for their salads and to cook with come from Mexico, where there's a contamination concern concerning salmonella. The CDC issuing a food safety alert saying that over 650 people have become infected with a strain of salmonella in 37 states, and that was actually as of a few days ago. This alert includes red, white, and yellow onions distributed by ProSource Incorporated. The onions can last up to 3 months in storage, so you might still have some even if you think you don't. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Salmonella is the type of bacteria that's most frequently reported cause of food-related illnesses in the United States. Illness from these bacteria can cause upset stomach, diarrhea, fever, and pain and cramping in your belly. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After a recent visit to the border crisis, Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax Wednesday that the open border policy brought on by Democrats and President Biden is being done intentionally.
If the federal government is going to send illegal immigrants to your community, they should be talking to your local and state officials, and Senator Hagerty right. and I wrote legislation to require the federal government to provide that transparency. Border Patrol says get out there and start building that wall. Yeah. They were so grateful President Trump had done something they had been asking for decades.
The senator goes on to say the Biden administration is trying to roll back anything that President Trump put on the books. That is their border policy. This is very intentional, and moving these illegal immigrants across the country is very intentional. This is their plan, end quote. President Biden is on the road trying to push his social spending plan. Chris Barnes reports.
President Biden appeared in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, pitching his multi-trillion-dollar spending package and calling for more investments in the country's workers. And he also disputed claims by Republicans that it's all just trying to further liberal interests.
These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency.
Lawmakers are expected to vote on the infrastructure bill itself before the end of the month. Reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have Brigitte Gabriel with us, national security analyst, New York Times bestselling author, chairman of ActForAmerica.org. Of course, you know her. She's been on here many times to talk about her bestselling book, Rise. Brigitte, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Delighted to be back with you.
Well, let's talk about the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, the new caliphate. How significant is this?
Oh, my goodness. This will go down in infamy. This is so significant, not just to the Middle East, but worldwide. The world is being reshaped right now. And what is so, you know, the interesting thing, that the Taliban's named their state, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and announced it from the presidential palace in Kabul. And you know how the Taliban or the jihadists, everything is about symbolism. That was the name the Taliban government had that was ousted by the U.S.-led coalition in 2001. So they're not only back, they are back with a very well-funded army to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and they are now being recognized by China, by Russia. They are meeting with the Iranians, and they have they're looking to be to make Afghanistan as the epicenter for an Islamic state where all jihadists are going to flock to it from around the world. They're doing that right now already.
Yeah, the very thing that supposedly we were going to stop is the very thing that we, you know, allowed to happen.
Exactly. But that's what happens when you ignore the signs. You don't understand your enemy. Whatever happened to the art of war and understanding your enemy? Because today, if you are a Russian, a Chinese, an Iranian, or a European, what's happening in Afghanistan is not about the Taliban takeover. It's about the fall of America, Bill. And the scary and frustrating thing is, how can this happen? We have 17 intelligence agencies in America. They are the world's most lavishly overfunded intelligence community, and they failed us. But this is what happens when you focus, or your focus as a military becomes on gender equality, transgender rights, and the russifying and teaching critical race theory in the military. That's what you end up with.
Well, the fall of America, it appears to be more by design, Brigitte, this clear ignorance of and ignoring of, you know, like you say, basic fundamentals of warfare. And you say, well, how could this happen? I mean, this is absolutely either just pure stupidity or you've allowed it to happen. I mean, this is fulfilling another agenda that you and I aren't aware of.
Well, you know what? It is both, Bill. It is stupidity on a mega scale, because this has happened under Republican and Democratic administration, with the exception of President Trump. President Trump was respected. He was feared. They knew, do not mess with President Trump. After all, he killed Soleimani. He bombed Syria. And he told the Taliban when he started talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and I am all for the withdrawal of Afghanistan, but not the way it happened. President Trump made it very clear to them, you harm any of our people and we will bomb you to smithereens. and they knew he can do it because, after all, he eliminated ISIS. But what we had under Biden, and also the brass in our top leadership in the military, they underestimated the situation. Look, General Austin Scott Miller, the commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, said he was shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army had surrendered to the Taliban. Shocked? Are you serious? Now, I don't know whether he's a three-star general, four-star, or a hundred-star general, and I don't really care. But a guy who professes to be shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army has surrendered to the Taliban has no business being the commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan or anywhere else in our military. So when you have Milley, when you have the Secretary of State, when you have the Secretary of Defense, all with utter lack of understanding of our enemy, that's a problem. And it started with Obama. Remember, Obama, when he came to power, the first address was to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Remember the big brouhaha about reaching out to the Arabic world? The second address was to the Iranians, to the mullahs, congratulating them on their spring holiday back in the spring. So we have had democratic leadership who always cozied up to our enemy, thinking if we just show them how nice we are, they're going to learn to like us and to accept us. And this has proven that the Democrats have been living in la-la land, meanwhile brainwashing our military to believe that man can give birth, that LGBTQ, whatever, pride is very important, gender equality is very important, and we must have transgenders in the military, and we must pay for their change operation paid for by our tax dollars. That has been the focus of the military now going for 20 years with a short interruption of President Trump when he was in office, and now we're back to the third term of Obama.
Exactly. And what does all that have to do with job one of protecting and securing the national peace and prosperity for America and America's citizens, and to fight against those enemies, domestic and foreign?
Absolutely nothing, because they are not focused on that. And we have seen from Milley's testimony in Congress, the whole thing was about critical race theory and about the training of the military and white rage. We pay for our military to win wars. And the reality is the American brass has not won a war in three-quarters of a century. They have failed to win a war in three-quarters of a century. The truth is ugly, but the truth is the truth. We have had a military that has been wussified under Clinton, and the deterioration began, and it continued on. And this is what you get in 20 years. And that is a major problem. And, you know, maybe we need to bring some Taliban to West Point to teach our brass how to win wars. This is the time where the American public needs to stand up and hold our leaders accountable. Hold our military accountable. No cover-up. We understand that our brave soldiers can do the job, will execute the job. Obviously, they did it under President Trump. But under this administration and the new leadership that he put in office and his foreign policy team, every single one of them should be fired. And we are calling on that. And I encourage people, if my message resonates with you, go to actforamerica.org and get involved. Actforamerica.org. We're launching a petition tomorrow calling for all of their resignation and an investigation in Congress, because they need to be held accountable. This is a failure that America is going to pay for, not in years, but in decades and maybe century. This is reshaping the world. This is not Vietnam. This is reshaping the world.
You're exactly right to put it in that and frame it exactly like that, Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte, when the generals came before Congress and lied about CRT and what they were doing with this new indoctrination in the military, not necessarily new, it had been going on for a while, but when they were confronted with it, they flat out lied. What kind of impact did that have for the soldiers down line?
Look, the soldiers are demoralized. Soldiers have to obey orders. They have to obey their commanders, whether they agree with them or not. Look, I've got family members who are in the military, and I understand the frustration sometimes by obeying orders from people where you know they're lying to you, where you know you look at them and you think, how can this person be a general and be my boss? But
Exactly.
This is where we are. At the top brass, it has become...
I'll tell you what, Brigitte. We got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Brigitte Gabriel after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking about the fall of America. We're talking about, really, the reshaping of our world as we know it as a result of what's been happening in Afghanistan. And prior to that, ladies and gentlemen, as Brigitte Gabriel has been laying out for us, Brigitte, you know, we were talking right before the break, you know, the lie that was perpetuated by the military, I mean, top generals in our military, and the impact that that will have downline. You just can't allow for a little bit of lie and think that it's not going to impact psychologically, operationally, the military, because we know a lie can go a long way and have devastating results.
Devastating results, as we are seeing, Bill. They have been lying to their leaders. They have been lying to their subordinates because our top press has become so politicized. All they care about is what lobby firm am I going to work for, what my next job is going to be, what my next career is going to be, what my next rank is going to be. It's all political on the top. It's very different than the file and rank who are really laying their life on the line, fighting for our country. And they truly believe they are fighting for honor, for dignity, for prosperity, to protect American lives and American security and stature worldwide. Because America's strength, stature, is directly linked to our security. Right now, America just handed China the preeminent position in the world. We just put up China on a pedestal. Right now, China can walk in anywhere and lead. They are already working with the Taliban. They are already establishing relationships with them. They are working with the Russians. The world respects a strong horse, and they will follow a strong horse, no matter what color or what language or what dressing is on that horse. They will follow a strong horse. Right now, Taiwan is shaking in their boots. You know China's going to go into Taiwan and take it over.
Exactly.
What are they going to fear? Biden?
Yes.
What is he going to do?
Yes. No, you're exactly right. All our former allies are shaking in their boots because of, the lack of trust, the proven lack of trust that they can have in our government and this administration, no doubt about it. And speaking of military weaponry that was left behind, Brigitte, what a disaster. You got to know the Chinese wanted to acknowledge the Taliban right away to gain access to all that military technology that we left behind. And Donald Trump said that, you know, part of his plan was not to leave one paperclip behind. But Joe Biden leaves the Taliban and strengthens them with military empowerment that makes them the strongest military force in the Middle East overnight.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they did. Technology that is unbelievable. And they should have. What President Trump was going to do is basically blow it off. Their plan was, first you get the personnel out, then you blow up all the ammunition or whatever technology that you have there, you erase it, you destroy it, and then you take care of the people and the embassy. And the last thing to leave is whatever remnant of the military that is there after you secure your people. Not only did they leave everything behind, so now the Taliban are going to start killing us using our own machinery, not to mention the damage the optics is doing worldwide, showing the Taliban having their hands on top of the line machinery that we just handed them, paid for by our tax dollars. We are already in debt over our ears, and Afghanistan has dragged us into debt like unbelievable. But they're going to use it against us. They feel empowered, and now they're going to train. What also was left behind is all the hard drives and the manuals and the cards that shows every single person that worked for us, their name, their address,
yes,
who they are, how long they worked for us, all that data. They're literally going to be able to go in and pick people and assassinate them on mass scale.
They're knocking on doors now, even as we talk right now. It's disgusting. Not to mention, Brigitte, and this is the other heartbreak, the women. What they're doing to the women. I mean, they're now trophies of war for these Taliban soldiers. I mean, we're talking young girls, 12, 14.
We're talking young girls, 12 to 14 years old. The Taliban called on all imams in Afghanistan to turn in the names of every girl between the age of 12 to 14 years old, so they can use them as wives to their new fighters, as sex slaves. Basically, see, under the Taliban, under Sharia law, if it's a Muslim girl, you have to marry her to have sex with her. So basically, it's like legal prostitution. So you can marry a woman every night, a different woman, marry four at a time, divorce them, marry another four, and just so you can have sex with them legally. If they were not Muslim women, then you don't have to marry them, you can just take them. So that's why they say turn them over, because we want to marry them to our young soldiers. But basically, they are using them for sex. And the women know it. The women in Afghanistan are already saying, we will commit suicide before we would allow the Taliban to overtaken. So you are going to see suicide on mass scale among women in Afghanistan.
You imagine, oh, Brigitte, I mean, it's tough enough to even imagine, but yet women of principle saying that they refuse to surrender and become a trophy to a Taliban warrior like this and to be abused to this degree. I mean, this is beyond horrific. But these are happening to young girls. I mean, you know, fellow human beings. And this is the result of, you know, of what's happened. I mean, this abject breakdown by the President of the United States. Yes.
Right. It's Sharia law. And that's what they had before America went in 2001. Remember, the Taliban enforced Sharia law. We all remember the images of them doing public stoning in football fields, where everybody in the town watching and rejoicing and cheering on. You know, the Taliban are basically ISIS. This is ISIS 2.0, or maybe ISIS was the Taliban 2.0. But remember, it is Sharia law. They both adhere to the same law of throwing gays off of buildings, of a woman is worth half of that of a man. If she is raped, she needs 4 witnesses. Women are to be used as property. Women are your tilth plow into them. That's exactly what the Quran asks men to do. They are nothing more than a property, and they know it. We have seen this preview before in action, and now it's just going to happen in a way that is closed off to the world. Because look, when the cameras leave, I mean, now it's a big story, or the Western media is still there. What's going to happen when the Taliban's kick out the Western media because they're not interested in them, and then we do not get any pictures as to what's happening on the inside, or know what they're doing on the inside?
Yeah, this is North Korea. This is North Korea all over again. But then again, then what's going to happen is the Taliban is going to come after us, because what happens in Afghanistan, as we know, will not stay in Afghanistan. As you said, this new caliphate is to establish a new headquarters for terrorism at an epic level that we can't even imagine, because they see what's happening, especially, I mean, on the anniversary of 9/11 and the attack of America. I mean, Brigitte, what's going to happen here?
Well, you know, they are organizing. I don't think we're going to see an attack in 2 weeks, but I know that they are organizing, and they're going to use it as a training center to export jihad worldwide. The Taliban leader already said that. Actually, my organization yesterday put out an email detailing his speech about how now we're going to go conquer the world. That's why I say this is very different than Vietnam. This is not just humiliation. The world is being rearranged, because now a radical regime, the Taliban, is being recognized by China, is being recognized by Russia, is being recognized by Iran, because of all the resources that Afghanistan has. They want to do business with them. This is not the fringe ISIS or fringe Taliban crazies that nobody wants to associate with. Our allies already said that they will not put together a coalition again to go into Afghanistan under any circumstances. So we can forget calling on the world to form a coalition, and the Taliban know that.
Well, Brigitte Gabriel lays it out. You know, what you see is what you get with Brigitte. I mean, no holds barred. And we've got another short segment coming up. There was so much that we were able to discuss with Brigitte, and her insight and passion. Her love for America is quite obvious, isn't it? And it's a wake-up call for Americans. And she writes very boldly, "The fall of America," is what she says, "as the world is being reshaped." She's a national security analyst, New York Times best-selling author of Rise, chairman of Act for America, and this is why she encourages all Americans to get activated and to go to their website so that you can participate and be part of the solution and not add to the problem. And as she broke down and, you know, broke it down for us and detailed it out, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan is now the new caliphate, which is actually the old caliphate, like the phoenix rising once again. This was the name of the Taliban government that was ousted by the U.S.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the Carlton Nature Reserve in Northport, Florida. FBI Tampa lead investigator Michael McPherson.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
The coroner has yet to make an official announcement on the remains. A series of Pacific storms directed at the West Coast this week will potentially bring as much as a foot of rainfall and up to 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains through the weekend. Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that La Nina conditions had developed in the Pacific Ocean and are expected to bring extra moisture through winter and into early spring. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Our conversation with Brigitte Gabriel continues. New York Times bestselling author. The book Rise, very popular, and one that if you have not read, you need to get your hands on. It's been out for a while. And even if you've read it before, maybe time to revisit, because it will encourage you and really kind of put into purpose and some perspective what, you know, emotionally you're feeling about this. And I am in Hawaii these days and flew cross country from Florida and talking to various people, particularly former military, that, I mean, you can sense in their hearts the heartbreak of what is happening in Afghanistan right now. I mean, these are downline military people. Those of us who've served the military cannot believe that this is our country, that this is the way that we would withdraw. After all that you thought that we learned from Vietnam, we're repeating these same mistakes. And again, we're reminded by what we're seeing that, in fact, Barack Obama had it right. He did when he said that elections have consequences. And these are the consequences of this election. You can say anything you want about it, whether it was legit or not. And, you know, more and more information comes out about the lack thereof, of the legitimacy of votes and this sort of thing. Unlike anything that we've ever had before. I mean, it's amazing. But yet the mainstream media, corporate America, you know, those that want to, keep the status quo, they're satisfied with what happened in America.
But the fact of the matter is that over 50% of America, and a growing number of Americans for that matter, are uncomfortable. And they're saying, hey, why not do an audit? I mean, this thing just will not go away. That's the problem with a lie, is that it just doesn't go away. But the good news is after all that the lie has done, which it can do a lot of damage, there's no doubt about it, what ends up is the truth, because that's the last thing that stands here. And that's what many of us are holding on to, is that we will know the truth. It will be that liberating truth that is part of the agency of the Almighty, because God cannot allow, you know, this kind of deception and these kind of lies to continue in what he created. I mean, that's totally against his nature. So eventually this stuff will come out. And I believe that's the panic that you are seeing in, you know, in the deep state and this ruling elite that has had their way. And again, don't get confused here. I've had many discussions with people, you know, as in my travels and even being here in Hawaii. Hawaii's an interesting state, as you know. And they are, let me tell you, they're very fearful about COVID. I mean, and right now you wear masks inside, you know, and if you don't wear a mask, boy, they'll tell you right away, hey, get your mask on. I mean, they're just highly sensitive about this. And we're going to have a discussion. Dr. Lee Valit's going to be on with us later on today. And we'll have an additional discussion, as we have been on the show, about COVID and about the scare tactics that have been taking place. But anyway, I want to play this bit of remaining segment of the interview that we had with Brigitte Gabriel. It's kind of like a little bit of an after hours. Sometimes we don't get an opportunity to do this. Additional conversation is had, but I believe that what she had to share with us was so important. I wanted you to hear this last portion of what she shared with us. Here's Brigitte Gabriel now. And so for those that resented Trump for saying America first, well, guess what? It's going to be the Islamic Emirate first. You've got China wanting to be first. You've got Russia wanting to be first. Germany wanting to be first. So now somehow it's a sin if America's first because Donald Trump said that.
Right, exactly. And now, actually, we are last. I mean, we are not. We don't have the stature in the world like China and Russia right now, because China and Russia have real men as leaders, and they have very smart cabinets surrounding them, and they make the right decision by their military and by their people. Our leaders are not making the right decisions, neither by our military nor by our people, because we have become so far removed from reality, Bill, as a society.
Yes.
That the new generation of even remember 9/11. They were raised with their heads on their iPhones watching, you know, YouTube and then Instagram and Facebook and now TikTok, which is owned by China, harvesting all our information. And then they have never fought a war. They have never experienced any hardship. Their idea of being, of suffering is my parents did not upgrade my iPhone. I'm 13 years old and I deserve a new iPhone. This is their idea. Even our poorest of the poor, the losers who can never held a job, sitting on welfare because they are too lazy to get a job. They have a cell phone. They have health care. They have air conditioning. They have heating. They have fully furnished apartments paid for by our tax dollars because, oh, supposedly they are poor. They have dishwashers.
Yes.
Our poorest of the poor who are living on welfare live better than 80% of anybody in the world worldwide.
Yeah.
This is why we have become lazy and fat and happy, and we don't even realize to what level our country has deteriorated. That's why it is up to people like you and me and those of us who remember America the great, America the exceptional, America that was America even under Trump just 6 months ago, a year ago. This is the America we want back. It doesn't matter who leads it. We want a leader who puts America first. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, we want a patriot who loves America more than any other country in the world, who believes in the spirit of America, who believes and honors the memory of our founding fathers, who believes that America is a shining light, shining city on a hill. That's the type of leadership that we need. It doesn't matter where it comes from, as long as they have those values and that belief. And I believe it's up to people like you and me and our listeners who feel the passion, who feel the love, who feel the patriotism, who feel the honor and duty and the blessings of America to come together, to rise together democratically, peacefully, using our laws, using our voices, and using our effort and energy and finances to take back our country. Go to actforamerica.org and join us. We named the organization Act for America. Now think about America, hope for America, pray for America, or wish for America, but act for America. Because you could hope and pray and wish, and you should, but without action, nothing happens. Now is the time to act.
Amen. Perfectly said. Brigitte Gabriel, National Security Analyst, New York Times bestselling author, and chairman of Act for America. If you have not read her book, it's been out. It's been a bestseller. You need to read this book. This will further inspire you and put some energy under that action that you are determined to take on behalf of this great American experiment. Brigitte, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you, my friend. Great being with you.
You got it. Brigitte Gabriel, she was born in Lebanon, and her background is incredible. You know, like we were talking about having our kids bus down to Miami to meet with the Cuban Americans there so that they can talk story and listen to what communist rule, what they experienced under Castro's Cuba, and why, you know, so many Cubans there are yelling out, Libertad, Liberty, and it's, again, it's heartwarming still, even for America, to look and see how they associate America with liberty, because they're carrying not only Cuban flags, but American flags. Not burning the flag, they're carrying it around as a banner to encourage one another, to encourage others around the world. And this is something that is happening, even though right now that the Taliban has taken over with such rapidity Afghanistan. And the alliances that they're able to establish has kind of been handed to them. You know, I had made this comment that, you know, it's as if Joe Biden handed over pallets of weaponry to the Taliban, making them an incredible military force overnight with all the military weaponry that was left behind and technology, as Brigitte was talking about. But Brigitte survived war in the Middle East living in an 8x10 underground bomb shelter from the age until 17 years. 7 years she lived in this bomb shelter. So she knows what she's talking about. This is the passion, because she understands. She's lived what's going on in the Middle East. And just like we'd want our kids to hear, you know, what's happening in Cuba with the Cuban Americans, because they understood firsthand. And they probably wonder and shake their heads and go, what's going on with these kids? What's happening with these, you know, these professors that think that they can, you know, indoctrinate our kids to socialism leading to communism? They know not what they talk about. And it's up to us, up to all of us, to find out. And we're so grateful for people like Brigitte Gabriel, true patriots that are helping America find its light again. We've got more coming up. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. The plethora of interviews of all these great guests and experts that we have available for you are right there for the pickings, okay? Easy pickings, as a matter of fact. You don't even have to pay a single thing. You don't have to give me a credit card or anything. Just download it to your heart's content and share it with your friends and neighbors. Bruce Hoskinet from Focus on the Family is with us right now. He's the judicial analyst on all things that involve illegal, including abortion, which continues to be in the national spotlight after the state of Texas implemented the Texas Heartbeat Bill. Bruce, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing fine, other than the fact that I had to flee my office just now because of a fire alarm test they decided to run this morning, just as I'm about to go on the air with you.
So that's why we had to chase you down. Huh? Thank God we had your backup phone number to get you there.
I'm thankful, yes.
Well, you know, hey, such is life. People know that this is live radio here. And so, you know, real life things happen from time to time. Let's talk about this this heartbeat bill, which bans abortions after an ultrasound can detect a fetal heartbeat. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a unique law. As you know, most abortion laws are enforced by state officials. The attorney general or the district attorney are the ones that bring lawsuits and charge people with violating criminal offenses. This Texas law was designed so that only private citizens can enforce it. What that does is it prevents Planned Parenthood and other abortion sellers from even locating anyone that they can go into court and ask for an injunction against. If there's no identifiable enforcer, then there's no one for Planned Parenthood to sue. Their only alternative is to perform the abortion, get sued, and then raise the Roe versus Wade as a defense in that lawsuit. But they haven't done that, and they refuse to do that. They are playing it very safe, and therefore,
well, they know it could be expensive, Bruce. You know,
yes.
That's the bottom line, right? You know, because they're going to have to start spending a lot for their legal defense fund.
That's right, and they're all about the money. They purport to care about women, but that's not true, and we all know it. Mm-hmm. So this Texas law was designed as a reflection of the frustration of years of having pro-life laws struck down all across the nation. And this one is giving the abortion industry and the Department of Justice fits because they don't know how to have it declared unconstitutional.
Right. That would take a lot of courage, and because you're going against, you know, all this history since 1973, but at the same token, you know, or by the same token, you are going against the anecdotal history, and this is why there's such a groundswell at the grassroots level, because you've had women who testify, I've been lied to, I was told this was something else, and now I realize, because especially because of technology, if I didn't feel it psychologically back then, I do even more so because of the technology, because I'm seeing it's an actual baby. It's not just a clump of nondescript, you know, flesh or a tumor-like material that can be easily extracted, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's kind of at the heart of the other major case that's coming up this fall, and that's the Dobbs case that the Supreme Court will hear on December 1st, challenging Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. You know, since 1973, science has been able to show us a lot about what goes on in the womb as children develop. And the whole scheme of saying that states don't have a real interest in regulating abortion until viability, first of all, that's an arbitrary date cut off anyway. What does viability have to do with the state's interest in protecting life? Nothing.
Exactly.
But even if you look at the science, babies are surviving outside the womb much earlier than 25, 26 weeks, which was the standard in 1973. They can exist with help outside the womb at like 21 weeks in some cases. So as the science changes, as you said, women are understanding because they can see 4D ultrasounds of their baby now, and they understand that that's life in the womb. This whole regime of abortion is hopefully going to go away soon.
Well, you know, I shared with our audience before, and it's worth bringing back once again. I attended a CareNet banquet several weeks ago, and the guest speaker was Catherine Glenn Foster. You may know of her. She's the president and CEO of Americans United for Life, and she shared a horrific story, Bruce. And when she shared it, the thought immediately was, this is just one we're hearing about. How many others like this occurred? She was a sophomore in college, got pregnant, and she did at the time what most girls would do, and they looked into you know, where they could get some help. Didn't go to church or, you know, check anything like that, but went to you know, Googled or whatever it was at the time, and the only thing, the referral that she got was to an abortion facility. And of course, she goes there, and, you know, they make it all sound so rosy and everything. But something within her own spirit said, this is not right, you know. But she there, and the next thing you know, they're giving her a pill to get her ready for the procedure. And as they go to do the ultrasound, she asked the nurse there, can I see the ultrasound? No, you can't see the ultrasound. They would not show it to her. So that raised even more suspicion and challenge in her spirit. And then she told them, she goes, well, I changed my mind. I don't want to do this. No. So they force her into the room where they're going to do the procedure. And now at this point, she's yelling and screaming at the top of her lungs. And they're telling her, shut up. You're making the rest of the women nervous. And that's not right. And yet, anyway, the bottom line is, against her will, they conducted an abortion on her. Against her will. And, you know, so it raises the, you know, of course, now she's an attorney and I mean, just, you know, but again, all to say and remind people, regardless of what you may have experienced or what you thought, and maybe now, by the grace of God, you know different, I just want to encourage women and men as well, because more and more men are stepping up, Bruce, to this issue and realizing, you know, I participated in the murder of my own child. And can God forgive me?
You know, that is what they carry in their hearts. And I would dare say, and I say this to the pastors and the priests who deal with their congregation on a weekly basis. You have approximately, according to the rough estimated numbers, about a third of the people that are sitting in the pews every Saturday and Sunday for your services are and have experienced an abortion, and they carry the shame and pain of what they know to be sin, and it has not been reconciled, and they're silently crying in the pews there while they attend church.
Wow, that's so true. It's a heartbreak. A whole generation. What are we up to? 62, 63 million babies aborted since 1973.
Right. And we're not even talking abortifacients here, Bruce. We're only talking abortions. We're not talking the ones that utilize the pill, the morning after pill. So we don't know what that number is.
That's true.
Yeah. And even then, these numbers that we're talking, 63 million, is an estimate because, it's interesting, about the science and the way, the whole hypocrisy of science in the era of COVID is, there's certain things you can't say because of HIPAA laws, but there's other things you must say and forget HIPAA laws because of COVID, right?
Yes. Yeah, and a lot of states don't submit their abortion statistics, so we have to estimate what certain states have done every year they come out with those.
But the real fact of the matter is you've got wounded people out there that are dealing with this. And I say men and women, more men now realizing, you and I talked about this before, are realizing that they have participated in this. And but again, I want to say to everybody is, fortunately, we have an almighty and sovereign God who loves you, And there's not enough sin, there's not enough shame that will keep him from loving you and forgiving you. If you will just humble yourself and seek his face and be redeemed, from this terrible experience that haunts you, that wakes you up in the middle of the night, that grieves you to think that how can God accept you after what you've done? And that's our God. That's the God who we serve, that loves us more than anything, that is willing to leave the 99 for the one, and would say to you that, look, at the deal between me and you is still on regardless. I mean, Peter lied about Jesus. I mean, the history of the church is ripe with people who messed up. And that's who God loves. God loves people who mess up and are willing to be accountable to that and come to him. And he says, look, if you just come to me, I'll forgive you and make things all new again and do things that you can't even imagine in your life because you honored me. I'll honor you in ways that you can't imagine. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Bill, that's so profound. I know so many hurting women who have gone through abortions and have come to the truth on the other side and are walking in that forgiveness and grace that God offers.
Yes.
And so I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and Bruce, anecdotally, they'd be the first to tell you how liberating it is that they would tell you right up front, they didn't think that God would ever do that, that they would never be where they are today, but for the grace of God. And they would tell you that, yes, God is real. He is a forgiving God. And if he can do it for me, he'll do it for you, right?
Amen. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the gospel in a nutshell, brother.
And there he is. He's an attorney who serves as Focus on the Family's judicial analyst. Bruce Hoskinet has been our guest. Bruce, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Anytime.